This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Well, Target broke ground on a new store this week in Chicago. It's on the site of the former Cabrini Green, a housing project that was once synonymous with gang violence and urban decay. But the new store signals a new start for the troubled location, as Carolyn O'Donovan reports from WBEZ.
For more than 50 years, thousands of Chicagoans called Cabrini Green home, but others called it one of the worst experiments in the history of public housing. Former residents like Ronald Crosby say the idea of a big box store here is hard to get used to.
Spent so many years, you know, hearing gunfire and shootings and things like that. It looked real weird. Yeah, because this was a terrible place to be.
The new Target store is part of a city plan that includes mixed-income townhouses. It's a concerted effort to draw wealthier residents to the neighborhood. But former Cabrini Green resident Paul Johnson says there's still a cloud of fear that hangs over the neighborhood.
They're hoping that them merely making this Target will make the upper crust people to flood over here in waves. And it's not gonna happen.
Still, Chicago's affluent Gold Coast neighborhood is barely a dozen blocks east, and downtown is only three Brown Line stops away. Chicago may be closer to a new Cabrini Green than its residents think. In Chicago, I'm Caroline O'Donovan for Marketplace.